Hey everyone, how do you feel about driving across the country? Like taking a really big road trip? I'm thinking of the United States because that's where I live, but could be driving across some other country as well. Let's pack up our stuff in an RV and hit the road. We just got to bring a tripod and a selfie stick, you know, for all those van life photos we're going to be taking. And just in case we do not actually do that in the foreseeable future, we are going to hear a listener question from today's caller who actually wants to do this, is planning to take her family on the road in a few months' time. And like any good side hustler, she's wondering what she can do to turn this idea into income. Like, can she actually get paid for something she's already doing? Maybe there's more to it. Let's hear the question. I'll do my best to give a helpful answer to Lauren. Hopefully it'll be helpful to some of our other listeners as well. Whatever it is you're thinking about, just remember it's always good to go from, okay, what is my initial idea to what is the next step? How do I turn this into an offer, et cetera? But maybe we'll touch on that in the answer. In any case, Lauren's question coming right up.
Hi, this is Lauren from Omaha, Nebraska. My family is planning to rent an RV and drive across the country next summer. It's been our dream for at least 2 years, and now we're making it happen. I already work remotely, but naturally I'm trying to think of some additional ways to get paid during the trip. Do you know any companies interested in sponsoring something like this? We were thinking of volunteering along the way and sharing the journey, so hopefully there'd be some benefit for the right sponsor. I know that van life is a thing. Is there such a thing as RV life?
Hey, Lauren, it's like this. I think it might just be a road trip in this case. Like, it might just be something fun for your family, and that's okay. Ultimately, what it's going to come down to is your audience. Are you sharing in a specific category already? Are you, quote unquote, building a brand online, etc.? If so, there might be a connection with a sponsor somehow. If not, it's kind of a hard sell just because there are a lot of people touring the country in RVs. So you have to think, like, what am I offering? Lauren says something here about benefit for the right sponsor. I think that's exactly the right thing to be thinking of. Like, why will they benefit? So you have a couple options. Number one, focus on the trip and have fun. Like, don't stress the sponsorship thing. You already work remotely. And number two, build an audience now. Make it some kind of mission. Try to get that momentum going so that you do have something to pitch. I think that second option is going to be a lot of work, especially on a couple months' notice. But that is the path forward if you really want to attract those corporate RV life dollars. Lauren, good luck. Wishing you well. Listeners, wishing you well as well. SideHustleSchool.com. Notes pages for every single episode. 3,000 plus. And of course, new episodes out every day, 7 days a week on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on every network, every platform that you like to listen. It's cool with me. Wherever you like to go, the show will be there. My name's Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.